This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men of the world, boys and girls, welcome back. It's Wednesday, and it's time for the fabulous, fabbest.
Fabulous.
That was one take, Danny. You're not going to fly in another introduction?
Podcast of all time. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl and
so
meself.
Good. But to be honest, we never make him repeat it. He's usually like just spot on every time. But that was spotter honor than spotter honor.
I agree. And it's time for part three of how you can rock that grocery store.
Do you know he didn't even get formal training? It's just in me. It's just in him.
I release this upon the earth. I have been sent on a mission to bring epic splurges of energy to you.
Guess why? Guess why Danny's at his utmost too. The green shorts are back.
Yes, the shorts with the sun.
They're a little short too. I feel a little, yeah, I didn't realize it when I put them on.
It's summer. You know there's something about the vitamin D in the sun?
Dude, let me tell you. I drove here today and because I didn't even roll my windows down at first because I wanted the heat.
Yeah, I love the heat of a car.
Yeah, I wanted the heat of my car.
Yes.
And then, and I have this theory that what's killing everyone is air conditioning. However, that's a sidetrack.
Yeah,
so,
well, go and join our sister.
Yeah.
Because she has fought
that.
To keep air conditioning out of her home. And you feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you totally feel it in her house. So eventually I put the windows down because it was so gorgeous. But it was like I was saying, Summer, where have you been? This has been my problem.
Yeah.
That's when I went down in dark.
The darkness of winter got you wearing your wife's robe.
And also, you come to the party like with a little snuggly blankie kind of thing.
In winter, yeah.
He like put it, drape it around his shoulders.
Spring has arrived, and that means summer's around the corner. We all do better in summer.
And what is in the past, we leave in the past. We're gonna forget that you wore the blankie and all that. And we're just going to move on.
Yeah.
And let's go to part three of this grocery store trip. Guys, if you missed one and two, we
this
are rocking your world.
Then.
You know, it's you'll still get stuff out of this, Serene.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. But do please go listen to one and two. One especially was amazing. I just listened to it.
I loved two, but I haven't listened to any of them and I won't.
But you love doing two.
Yes, I love doing it.
In number one, we really talked about grocery carts as metaphors for different things, but it was still good. Grocery store trip part two
still
got
good.
Really practical.
It was the best because that's what
that was my fave. It's like one of my faves parties of all time.
Yeah.
Grocery store part two, we got into the nitty gritty of what you put in your cart. What fresh veggies can you do that are inexpensive and that you're going to put them in there?
And if you're a person who likes the ethereal, we brought a little ethereal too.
We did, of course.
We didn't just stay in the grocery store.
No, we did. We did dairy products. We did basically the periphery, the outside of the grocery store. Today we're going to get into the middle, and this is where
the middle.
Yeah, the middle. Hey, you've never heard of Mittelschmerz?
Yes. Whoa. That's German.
Yes.
And we're not.
Middle comes from Mittel.
Yes, but
what do you think was first language, German or English?
Do you think you meant to go around and say Mittel for middle? You really think
it might have been a slip of the tongue, but I'm not going to admit that to you, Serene.
Like she will not admit, and I think we would in the grocery. Yes, the grocery number two. Potty, again, we fought in the fact that she thinks dairy products
mean
only cows. And I said, no, dairy is for all milk. Like camel,
but let's
goat.
Let's not go there again.
Sheep, cheese and milk are all dairy from any type of
Serene,
thing with
another.
We agree
to disagree, loves.
Yeah, but sorry.
Let's not rehash.
Okay, leave the past in the past.
Yeah, leave the past in the past. The middle of the grocery store is when you can mess up.
Well, you can mess up. Like on the outsides too.
Majorly. That's where you majorly mess up because of all the boxes and packages of stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to be doing less of your shopping in the middle, but there are still things in the middle. Let's not pretend it's not there. I go there.
But you can do
stuff
differ, you know?
What?
Well, the fact that Aldi's... it has its produce in the middle.
I know, that's true.
I know, and I also beg to
differ
that I just feel like it's a cool idea and somebody came out with it like 20 years ago. Stay in the outskirts because it's a cool idea, but there's so many, there can be superfoods in the inskirt, in the innards.
In the innards, you're right, Serene. So there's this whole big thing. I think people...
They like to say it.
Yeah, but I get it that if you're not going to the outskirts, usually you're not getting your fruits and veg and, you know, your fresh foods and you need those. Where's your salad, please? You know, where's your leafies? But
I yes, only do the outskirts.
I know. See, you're one of those people that
are
only
outskirting. Where are you going to find your awesome miso? You know, too. And where are you going to find your
Where are you going to find your cheap lentils and your beans and your cans of tomatoes, which are excellent?
I don't even do those
things. I know, because you're a man and you're not like preparing food for a family.
True.
It becomes more absorbable and actually becomes more manifold. It boosts itself.
Yeah, canned tomatoes are absolutely
superfoods. And if you get a PBA free lined can, which Kroger's
brand is. Well, let's talk about that soon. So, yes, let's not pretend we just can do outskirts. Let's go to the innards of the grocery store and let's talk about what we do.
Hey, the wasses, mate, are in the innards.
Yeah, okay. So let's start off in a particular aisle, Serene. Let's start off in the canned good aisle.
Okay.
Because people look down on cans.
Yes, they do. But you know what?
People are snobs about cans.
People,
they think that you're like, oh, you.
People look up to salads, but salads can be so unhealthy.
Right. It's all the way you do it. So let's give cans
it's like,
some love.
I have a salad every day. I'm so healthy. And you go look at when they're
and
getting it.
French
at Shoney's
dressing
and,
on it.
Yeah, all sugar stuff. Like the other day I was at a restaurant and it said walnuts and goat cheese. I'm like, yeah, bingo. I'll order that. The walnuts were sweeter than any Skittle I'd ever tasted in my life, you know?
And then you've got sweetened cranberries, and then you've got those fried onions things, and it's all junky.
And talk about the croutons?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go have a corn chip.
Okay. So let's talk about how to do cans healthfully. They can be an inexpensive part and a great part of your trim, healthy mama lifestyle.
I always buy the tomato paste.
Yeah.
Because it's such I throw it in all of the like sloppy joe mixes. My children love to put it on good sourdough bread and then put cheese on top and make their own little personal pizzas.
And the lycopene in tomato paste is so potentiated because it's been cooked down.
That was the word I was looking for, potentiated.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean?
It means, well, lycopene, as we've talked about on this podcast before, is something in tomatoes that is released when a tomato is cooked. Actually,
is it a carotenoid, an antioxidant?
Yeah, it is. Yes. An antioxidant.
It's big word day here at Trim Healthy Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And so,
by the way, I like your fringe. You had a recent snip.
Well, what I did, Serene, was I snipped my bangs about 3 weeks ago and they were too short. And now they're growing out. Everyone said, probably you snip your bangs. But then they didn't say anything else like it looks good. No,
it's good. It's
it was
good.
Just you snip your bangs, huh?
No,
you're not
good.
Being sensitive.
But no.
Don't worry.
But now.
Back to lycopene. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say now they're grown in and people say they look good. Yes. Lycopene is potentiated when your tomato is cooked.
Yes, it is.
Actually, first of all, if you bring home fresh tomatoes, please put them in the sun.
Yeah.
Don't put them in your fridge.
Why?
Put them on your window ledge.
Because they absorb all the sun's energy and everything that was meant to be like coming into it as it vine ripened in the sun.
Yeah. So the lycopene, you know, or if you're going to have fresh ones, don't put them in your fridge. Keep them on a window ledge. They keep fine. Mine keep for up to a week.
Even the little cherry tomatoes?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yeah. All tomatoes.
Okay. I'm taking mine out of the fridge.
Take them out of your fridge, Dan.
Okay.
Anyway, so in tomato paste, tomato puree, things like this, but especially paste, all that lycopene is just highly concentrated.
Oh, I think really it's just like 3 tablespoons can like change your risk of cancer up to like 40%. Your skin cancer.
So many cancers, prostate cancer, especially for men. Men should be having more lycopene-rich foods, and of the highest of which is about tomato paste. So all your tomato products, just find cans that aren't BPA-laced, okay?
Lined, yeah, laced, same good word. But
she's really the word police, isn't she?
I'm like my mum when it comes to her dad. It's almost, my mum is so sweet. She was an English teacher, but it's gotten to the point where I just want to like give her a little slap on the hand. Love you, anyone who's listening who like admires
our
mother.
There's a lot of mum lovers.
She's awesome and we love her. But sometimes I'm wanting to say, leave my poor dad alone, because she'd be like, it's white, darling, not white. It's white. It's medicine, not medicine.
Well, you're doing that to your sister, so you're your mother's daughter.
Yes.
I've had to calm my wife down a little bit with that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just like, babe, let us be ignorant.
Yeah.
Let us be. It's better that we have a great relationship than we're educated.
Well, mum thinks it's fantastic. She thinks it's a wonderful relationship.
And it is for her.
I've heard, I have read that Hunt's tomatoes products do not have BPA. I have read that Del Monte do not.
And Kroger brand, their house brand, all are not BPA.
I don't know. You can tell me the latest. You can look for yourself. At this point, I don't know if Walmart brand has switched over.
I feel like Aldi's is. I remember looking at the bottom of the little can. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading it, but I may have been dreaming.
I think 365 are not BPA. So you don't want BPA in your cans if you can. So just avoid it if you can. So I.
But you know what? If you shop at Piggly Wiggly and that's all you've got.
You don't stress it.
Yeah. The stress is going to be worse than BPA.
Stress is way worse than BPA. But let's think. These are the tomato products I buy every week. I buy diced tomatoes, I buy tomato puree, I buy tomato sauce, and I buy the tomatoes in chili mix, you know, that you use in chili.
Like a Rotel.
A Rotel.
Yes. So that's good. You see, you've got the Pearl, which is more of the drive through Sue, so she's buying all that stuff ready. I just buy the paste.
That's all.
And sometimes the crush, you know, the ones, the little what do you call it? The ones dice. Maybe it's dice, but they look a bit bigger than dice. But anyway, I throw the dice into all my soups. But I make my own sauce out of the paste. It's just so much easier than picking up all the three or four different
like
times.
A lot of work.
No, it's not. You add water to the paste. Mm. Add a bit of Italian seasoning, salt and pepper. There you go.
Great. Do I disagree? Okay, so then in the can aisle, you also have canned beans.
Okay, yes. I've finally come to Pearl's side on
this. Have you, love?
Because I'm always like, well, the home cooked is best, and it is best. But then what would happen is I'd say, sorry, children, no taco salad tonight because I forgot to soak and cook.
Yeah.
So now I have it as a plan B. I always buy the canned beans as a plan B. And also, if there's nothing left in the house for a child to eat and it's grocery store day, you'll usually find a can of black beans and they can cook it up. It's quick.
Beans are awesome.
You know, melt some cheese on top.
Exactly. So I do buy canned beans and I also buy canned green beans. I like
Ooh, that's drive-through Sue. I'm not going there.
I do stuff too. Why? Tell me what you have against it.
They're sloppy. They remind me of like camper wanna go
I don't home. Cook them like that. I get rid of all the water, put them in the fry pan with a little butter, salt, pepper, and nutritional yeast. They're the yummiest foods you could ever eat.
Yeah, that's because you used to live in a trailer home. But that's, you're awesome.
But good on you, mate.
There's actually a recipe in our book called Killer Green Beans. They're so killer, they're good.
But you're the final editor of the book.
I know, so I just
threw
shove
it in there at the
I
end.
I just shove in whatever I want, but Serene has to be scrutinized by me.
Too many ingredients. Where are they going to find miso? Where are they going to find
Do you know what's so funny? I gave you the hardest time about your trimmy bisques in the book because at that time there was not – miso was hard to find in any grocery store ghee. I'm like, no grocery stores had ghee. It's like all the grocery stores read our book. Even Aldi's has ghee. Even Walmart has ghee now. They all have the miso.
Well, thanks to the keto craze, you see. People are throwing it in their
yak. Oh, you're not
going to
give yourself any glory.
I'm just being a humble girl.
Okay, what other cans do you buy, Serene?
Okay, so beans and tomatoes and coconut milk.
Coconut, I was about to say that
because I do a lot of Thai soups.
I do buy, and here's where my drive-through self
pumpkin
comes in.
Yeah. Pumpkin in the season of pumpkin.
I do buy,
you know, for the Thanksgiving-ish feeling.
Canned tuna and foil
tuna.
Oh, I
do, and salmon. Sorry.
I do buy canned salmon for salmon patties, and I love it on my salad. And I do buy canned chicken. Because my...
I won't go there. It's another drive through.
Yeah, it's just all in your head, isn't it? What's the difference between canned chicken and canned tuna?
The trailer home.
Yeah. The trailer home is the difference.
I can see the skirting that's pulled up in the wind when you say canned chicken.
And what about all the people that live in trailer homes that listen
Bless
to us?
Bless your heart. I love my sister, so I'll love you too.
I no longer live in a trailer home. But
that's only because it burnt down. Otherwise, you'd still be there. You wouldn't have made your move to your English manor.
Yes, Leslie. Leslie has her hand up.
What about the olive oils and the balsamics and all that?
Yeah, okay, but that's bottles. That's coming soon. She asked us about bottles, but thank you. Canned olives I also buy.
Oh, yes. I usually buy them in the glass. Thank you very much.
Do you know why I find chicken so handy, canned chicken?
I don't do the black olive because they have that some preservative in them.
Oh, you purist. Because sometimes you're not going to have that pre-made cooked chicken that you thought you'd do at the beginning of the week and that you mostly do, but sometimes you don't and you want a quick protein source and you don't want fish. Out comes
the
canned chicken.
Did you just say that?
No, we've talked about eggs before. Eh?
I know, but out comes the egg.
That you have to cook.
Oh, 30 seconds?
Wait, do we love each other less?
The chicken comes between us.
I feel like we're fighting more than we used to on the podcast.
Well, I've missed her. I've been away. I went away for my anniversary, the first time I've been away in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Have some awesome stories, some which are
But you came back and you're so feisty to me. It's like you got away from
our energy to give you, Pearl.
Okay, so is that about all that we do of the cans, Danny? You're just not participating. You're on your phone. Put your phone down.
I'm taking
notes.
What
are you doing? I want to know because you better be Bible reading or something.
That would be actually bad right now. What to be just were casually doing? Reading my Bible while we're doing a podcast.
Well, hey, better than like playing Candy Crush Cane or whatever it's called.
That would be the worst of all. I'm just during podcasts, I'm over here just playing video games. I'm taking notes on what I could possibly buy in the center aisle because I don't
go there.
Oh, so you
were actually learning.
You were working.
I mean,
you were doing the Danny of the podcast.
I was gleaning. Okay. Specifically the beans. And,
oh, so you were actually writing down what Serena and Pearl were saying.
Beans and canned tomatoes.
That's hilarious.
Raise.
Bruh, I doubt it, but moving forward.
Is there anything else from the canned section we're missing out on that people should buy? Because they're screaming at us right now. They're like, Pearl and Serena, you forgot.
Okra.
No, that's trailer. That's like some gumbo filling.
That's trailer.
Oh my goodness!
It is funny because there are listeners who live in trailers.
Hey, my first home was less than a trailer. My first home was a caravan with a hitch.
It's true.
Yes, that leaked. And I was so proud of it.
What do you mean
picket
caravan?
Fence to go around it. And I wrote a sign that said the Allisons with an arrow to the front door of the caravan.
It was a camper. It was a tiny little camper. Look, long live the trailer home people. I was one of them.
Yes, long
I'm
live.
Still one of them in my heart.
But there's still certain foods in those homes, in those cupboards.
She is, what would you call her? It's an ist. You know how you have racist, sexist, trailer
pure
ist?
No, it's just that I'm going to do something that's quick. Putting up a trailer on land is quick. So I'm going to open a can of chicken. It's quick.
Trailer's like, it's like, can I afford 4,000 square feet? No, I can't.
But I will.
Can I afford a 4,000 square foot metal can? Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Let's get it tomorrow.
That's why we did it. I had a lot of children and I needed a big house and all we could afford was a trailer. We did it. And hey, it was awesome.
Hey, and yes, that wonderful trailer that had like fists through the wall raising boys. Right.
Well, I didn't put any fists through the walls. The boys put them when they were fighting.
Yes.
Hey, I can't think of any more cans.
No,
can you?
The coconut, the fish, the
beans.
Salmon. I always do the salmon.
I think we covered it well. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. All right. So let's go to the rice aisle.
Okay. I always buy brown rice because it's something
too.
That if I don't have a pot of rice cooked nearly every second day, my children don't know what to have for lunch.
Thank you.
You know, the growing children, they need the crossovers. They're throwing brown rice on their salads. They're frying it up with palm oil and eggs. And
it is that go-to. I find the same way and I don't do it often enough. But my children are so happy when they're finished there at home. So they come home for lunch and there's rice. They have food.
Now, right, brown over white?
Brown.
Why?
Well, because we're not part of these like new, like trendy people where white rice is the clean carb. You know, we're actually about the fiber in it and we're about the fact that it's more close to how God made it.
There's more fiber in the brown?
Yes, because it has its hull, its husk.
The germ is still in it.
And it has high amounts of
So white rice, they've taken something out?
Mm-hmm. What? No, don't. But no, you're not pretending. Are you here?
I'm not pretending.
Oh, damn.
You think
are they
God
bleach
made
it or
that
what?
Way?
Damn.
I don't know. I always picture these green hills in China and this white rice is coming out of them.
You've watched too many commercials, baby.
But here's what I do want to say of the whole white rice, brown rice conundrum. Okay.
Hey, fist pump.
You know, on Trim Healthy Mama, we do choose to use whole grain versions of things because we don't buy into this whole stigma about how, you know.
Like God made brown rice, but he didn't make our intestines good enough to
digest
it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Mm. Okay. More fiber, better, all that. That's good. However, the Chinese and the Asians have been using white rice for millenniums. I'm not going to try and go into their culture and say you should eat brown rice. They've been doing fine. So I'm saying...
No, I tell you what, the sumo wrestlers haven't been doing fine, but the regular people have. And when we went to China,
we
it's
discovered
different
why.
Than going to to Panda House Express or whatever down here in Dixon. Yeah.
Or your Chinese buffet.
It's different. There were so many greens in the Chinese diet and so much green tea that was burning the heck out of their metabolism. Mm. Like they drink it like there must be like 2 gallons a day or something. And there were so many other wonderful foods in there that rice was actually
small,
very
part.
Small portion.
So it's like their little dessert almost of their food.
Yeah, it was just not, it's not what you think. When you think Chinese food, we think white rice. It was, Serena and I couldn't, and we would look around all the restaurants, we would see people the way they ate. It was a very small amount. It was veggies and it was protein, and then the starches were smaller. And same with the noodles. They did have noodles. They were smaller, and a lot of them were like
and lots
the
of broth,
shirataki noodles and the things that we eat. So, yeah, so
when we came back from China, whether we liked it or not, we all lost weight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of greens, a lot of broth, a lot of liquid, a lot of tea.
So if you can help it, and
a lot of slow eating.
Why wouldn't you be able to? Brown rice. Brown over white.
Yeah.
That's yeah, but we're just saying. Saying we can't
but
change the culture.
All I'm saying is, you know, white rice, you're not like, I don't want to look down on it either because it's sustained civilizations for millennia.
Yeah, we're not going to look down on it, but you know, so has white sugar. Fine.
Exactly.
So
you're right.
We can look down a little bit.
Let's look down just a little, can we?
Okay, just a little. Let's look down.
Okay,
we
let's
like
do it
to
right
do
now.
The looking down. Can we just give ourselves a
she
little
bit? She came back really feisty,
look,
did she
put your
not?
Nose up and then put your eyes down. That's how we look at white rice.
Well, I had a lot of things to say as I was people watching at the airport, but I had to keep my mouth zipped because they were all strangers. So I'm all full of energy and all full of ready to things to burst out of my
now,
mouth.
Now, what about, and I think they sell this at Kroger, I assume. I just went to this place in Nashville. I texted you the picture.
Yeah.
Sunflower Cafe, if you live in the Nashville area. It blew my mind.
It looked like a hippie joint, which I
liked.
It was
super hippie
joint.
I like
to eat at hippie joints.
But they had like veggie.
But I like meat too.
Like beet-based veggie burgers, which I thought, those are for people who hate themselves.
Yeah, but was it all vegan?
But I think
grew,
so.
I abused myself with that stuff for 8 years.
Oh, I know. But it was refreshing for me.
I made burgers out of beet pulp after I juiced it. I'd get the dry matter.
Oh, yeah. You're insane.
And mix it with more dry matter from different juices.
Right, but think about all our seasons we're in. Like, I'm going from microwaving burritos to a veggie burger over salad with sweet potatoes beside it. And this is what
and
I wanted to point
protein?
Out. What is it?
And where's the protein?
I don't know. Was it in the veggie burger?
I don't think you had enough protein, like, but you enjoyed the experience.
Either way. So, but I had this yellow rice. It was fat yellow rice.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't skinny.
Was it
hippie
saffron?
Joints, it's called ouzo pasta, probably. Orzo, whatever you call it.
It was just rice, though.
I don't know.
But you
anyway,
know what?
But you
I
know
can
those
have a great time.
Like a
I can have a great time at a vegan hippie restaurant.
Oh, so
I
can actually I. Feel the hummus dressings.
I actually just have a really nice
I mean,
meal.
That's how I felt. Yeah. I felt the endorphins dropping.
Yeah. Hey, I really can really get dig into some of the, even though I love dairy, into the that Kite Hill plain unsweetened almond yogurt.
I love nut
has
cheese.
A bit of rank
it's expensive,
to it that's
though.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about the drink I had. That's from, you know, who makes
we're
the
doing grocery store trips, but we'll
I
let
know,
you go.
But this drink was so good, and it just yesterday was probably the best meal I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, it sounds vegan, but that's it's all right. We did that for years.
Yeah. So I didn't even think of it as vegan, but I guess it was. So it was this adaptogenic tea. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Well, I've heard of adaptogens.
It sounds like it's got some ginseng in it.
I think it had mushrooms.
Yeah, chaga and all that.
Junk. Yeah, and then
maca maybe.
And it was this root beer flavor tea. It was like a root beer had a baby with a glass of tea.
Oh, wow.
And it was just nice. So good and man.
But we're gonna let's get back to
store.
Helping people with the grocery store.
Oh mate. I have to talk to you though about maybe in the fresh. I forgot I get in the fresh, though.
Well, right now we're with the rice.
I know,
and you
but
can
it
also
reminded
do
me
quinoa.
Of what I was about to get in the
quinoa.
Dried spice area.
Serini?
Okay. quinoa. I don't buy quinoa from grocery stores. I order it in bulk from my co-op because there's so many of my children. You know, you just
how often are you using quinoa? Because I buy it and then sometimes I forget to use it. And that's honestly
about once every year. I'll use it for 6 months and then I won't use it for 4 years.
I order it in bulk from my co-op because I'm an earth mother.
Once a year she orders it.
No, I didn't say order. I said once a year I'll get on a kick and I'll use it for like 6 months in a row.
I drink milk directly from the goat.
It didn't make sense, did it?
No.
It half made sense.
No, it didn't.
There will be a certain year where I'll use it for 6 months and I'll be all about quinoa.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy it and order.
You sort of have to have a recipe for it, you know? And I love it. And I'm like, why have I not been eating quinoa so often when I use it?
Soup de quinoa, trimmy bisque in the book is a recipe for you. It's delicious.
Yeah. But I do I have a few boxes in my pantry, and when I remember to use it I love it. But I use brown rice a lot more just because I'm so used to it and the kids just love it.
I called it quinoa for a while.
Quinoa, yeah, I did too. Quinoa.
I never did.
Because you're an earth mother and you were born knowing
and
how
then,
to pronounce
it. And then there's
quinoa.
Also the bags of beans right there.
And lentils. Red lentils. You guys have got to try the Tradewinds. Tradewinds trimmy bisque.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That sounds good.
Made out of red lentils.
Table book.
That blows every visitor away.
Guess
that
why
walks
people?
In my
guess why people didn't make your trimmy bisques a lot? And I told you about this at the beginning. Since we're having an arguing day, we might as well continue it. It's because I know they're quite simple, but when you look at them, they're overwhelming, and they still overwhelm me to this day. When I look at them. I taste yours. I go to your house and it's so delicious. I'm going to go make that. And then I look at them and it's just like the long list of ingredients. And they're
if
not long
look
to you because.
At a playground. can get overwhelmed.
Let's
there's
go.
Bars going everywhere and there's chains.
Yeah. Chains and
hanging
bars.
From high places.
Yeah.
But if you just begin.
Just begin.
It's playtime, Pearl.
It's time to play.
But, okay, so in our new book that we sort of started currently working on, it's called Trim Healthy, Quick and Easy, I said to you, Serene, is there any way in your purest brain you can still say purest and cut down your ingredient list somewhat so that people will actually make your amazing recipes?
You take
recipes?
A scripture out of the Bible? Jesus himself says don't change a dot, jot or a tittle.
But you told
Dear
me
baby
yes.
God.
You said yes.
I lied. I didn't take it.
No, but now for this new book, you're going to, because you want people to make your recipes.
I'm just not putting my trimmy bisques in this new book.
Oh.
There's no
Don't
compromise.
Touch the sacred. You just start something new.
Something new. Because you told me you've got all these soups, Pearl, and I'm
compromising.
Thinking.
I'm birthing something new.
If there were one ingredient you could take out, what would it be?
Nothing from
See,
my
See, I tried
bisques,
to get it from her and
sacred.
She wouldn't. She wouldn't.
Is there like, do
there's
you.
Something new.
Do you garnish with basil?
She garnishes
that's
with 10,
nothing.
15 different things. That's why the ingredient
That's why
list
I'm telling
looks
you,
so long.
I forgot in the produce section the fresh ginger and all of that stuff that I get and the fresh jalapenos and the fresh habaneros.
See, I never do all those freshies. I just can them.
I have to interrupt.
Easy. Yes.
I just realized what I go to the center aisles for.
What?
Spices.
Denny?
It's a spice called tajin.
Oh, tajin?
Tajin.
Is it probably tajin? Because you're Spanish. I'll take it from you.
I am, and I'll tell you how it's pronounced. Thank you very much.
I didn't say that. Vange told me it was tajin.
Of course she
She's
did.
She's been to the
Middle
East. You
know that Serene's trying to be like the whole school man the whole time?
Yeah, it sounds more like
she
a turban
She tried to
man.
Tell him how to say it and he just looked at her.
I just paused.
I backed off fast. I saw that glare.
I was like,
you don't touch the sacred Spanish.
It's like he came out of his rodeo and the spurs were glistening in the sun and there was cacti behind him and it was like...
But is it in your pantry?
My guns are loaded. What's that? Tajin. Yes.
Is it, man? It's chili, lime, and
silicon
salt?
Dioxide.
And silicon dioxide.
Oh, you mean the chili lime seasoning. Yes. Yeah, Trader Joe's has that.
Ooh, well, so man. Does Aldi. It's had
Look,
it for years.
This stuff is fire. You could put it on chicken, fruit.
It has an incredible sour tang. I love
it.
Oh,
I love it.
If you make any sort of homemade pasta, mac and cheesy vibe, dude.
Okay, so we can talk about the spice aisle now. I think we're done with the
Well, let me tell you what I get. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Ginger.
All day. Yes.
Turmeric.
Yes.
All of that stuff. But
you can powder that turmeric right in your green tea.
I usually get the turmeric in bulk because I use so much. Because we're soon going to do a video. My superfood juice, super spice juice. I make a gallon of it every day.
It's a terrible name. I told you I would come up with a better name.
Call it
super spice juice.
Not bad. I'm not
call it super spruce.
Not going to do it. But I tell you what, I'm buying a lot of spices these days. Super what?
Super spruce.
No,
spice
like
spice
moose,
and juice.
If you give a moose a cookie, and I'm sick of reading that book right now.
If you give a yeah.
No, it's if you give a mouse.
No, I have the moose.
Oh, there's a moose one.
There's
yeah.
a whole line.
Guess why? Because somebody wanted to draw those moose.
The antlers, all great.
Yeah. People,
but
the artists love to draw the moose antlers.
Yeah, if I'm going to do a moose, it's going to be because of the antlers.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to say, in our new book, Quick and Easy, which I don't know when it's going to come out, but sometime in the next...
That's because I'm really concentrating on the other one. It's really fun to
probably
write.
Probably like way after mine.
Yeah, it will be. All I'm saying is we are going to come up with our own seasoning blend so that instead of saying seven different things, we'll say use
nice.
The mix.
Nice.
Okay?
Yes.
Use the Thai.
Use the classic.
Use the classic.
Yeah.
Or
the butterfly mix.
Use the Cajun. Yeah, whatever it is.
Or use the superfood spice drink mix.
And
Spoof.
Now for people that say, I don't want to buy everything Trim Healthy Mama, I understand because, you know,
it,
actually,
you
could
like
either,
it now.
There's two choices.
Spoof
you could
is
buy
good.
It from us, which would be pre-done, or we'll give you the exact recipe of how for you
yeah.
make up that,
yeah.
and then you can use it on your own.
We ain't hustling over here.
No, I don't want to hustle anybody.
No.
I just want to make things easier so that if they come to one of Serene's bisques, there is not 20,000 ingredients.
Just spoof.
Yeah, just spoof.
Quarter cup of spoof.
And that's all.
For the youngest use.
I love it, Pearl. Can we call it spoof?
Spoof.
Come
what?
To the altar call.
Yeah.
Just spoof.
What's going to be spoof?
The superfood juice. Super spice juice. Spoof.
I might
instead
let
of spice
you.
Instead of juice. It's got s for the super.
Danny makes
it's
the recipe spoof. Book again.
I love it. It's kind of like the spoon
and, you know,
and all those spastic
names. And you know, we'll get
names.
1,000 comments. From
yeah.
people on Facebook
spoof.
That don't
people
think we ever go there.
Make
don't
spoof.
You hate the way they do their names?
Yeah.
Why do they do such stupid names all the time?
Yeah.
And
I
tell you why.
Because we own the company and they don't. That's why.
I don't want it sounding like
I'm loving
you're
that
reading
you're
Wikipedia.
The company.
Yeah. I want it sounding like you're reading, who's that awesome Dr. Seuss? Zeus and Spoof. I knew it was.
The
I was
simplest Seuss for the youngest use.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so spices. I buy the ginger, the cinnamon. I add cinnamon to everything. I mean, cinnamon to my hot chocolate, cinnamon to, of course, the spoof. Cinnamon is going
Spoosify.
In all my kefir yuk yums.
Wouldn't it be awesome if every recipe was like just different versions
ginger,
of
ginger, ginger, ginger,
cup of spoof. Three quarters
you know
of a cup of spoof.
You know how McDonald's has like one vat in the back where they pull the lever and like out comes a
yeah.
french fry. They pull the lever again, out comes a burger, out comes
all
a milkshake.
All you do is spoof.
It's a spoof for everything we do. Every recipe is spoof with ginger, spoof with hummus, spoof with a veggie burger.
Oh, I don't know. I'm finding that so funny because it's just pain. There's pain in the background there, you know? It's
so
just ointment to the pain
yes.
right there.
Oh, mate. And then so what else am I buying there? Oh, I brought a Slap Your Mama about 6 years ago. I'm still using it for
slap
when I'm-
Slap Your Mama?
Yeah, like
seasoning.
For when I make deviled eggs, you know?
Don't promote Cajun. Other people's parent brands.
Oh, sorry. That's spoof number 76.
Yes.
That one.
It's all going to be spoof.
Spoof.
And then we'll come up with a spoof
yeah.
diaper. Rub ointment just in
yeah.
case the spoof hurts coming
well
up.
And actually when you actually apply the spoof, it's called spoofifying something.
Yes. Is anyone still
specific?
With us? hello Trim Healthy Mama listeners, we're being very self-indulgent right now. Hey,
we had an executive meeting before this and we came with the tight muscles, so this is
Yeah.
But there's, you know, everyone gets their own spices. I mean, chili, cumin, all of that.
Oh, cumin, parsley flakes. Yes, amen.
I don't think we need to tell
powder,
them what spices to get.
Parmesan cheese.
Right now, you're just celebrating.
Do you have
spices.
Any food in your cupboard if there's no parmesan cheese?
Nope.
You have,
you have
no
to go
food.
To the grocery store.
Yeah.
Hot sauce.
Yep.
Oh, hot sauce. Thank you, Memphis. Thank you.
And
yes.
I buy my coconut oil right there in the good old grocery store.
Yep.
I buy. An unflavored Luana, because that's what I like fry my little burgers in. My little
Your husband doesn't want it tasting like suntan.
My
version.
Husband doesn't like it tasting like coconut oil, but I also buy the virgin coconut oil for all my trimmies.
For all the spoof stuff.
And for
you
all
know, the
yeah.
super.
She's just.
You really want to yeah, say that word
it's
over
be
and over.
Overdone, Serene.
But that's what I do. I overdo stuff. Look at my family, 14 children.
You're going to start using it out of context, like, hey, you know what? Spoof out of my face.
Yes.
Like it's.
Oh,
forced.
I feel like I've just got the
hey,
manic
honey, how was your day?
It was spoof.
Dude, so spoof. Or yeah, or it's another word for awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about this outfit? Yo, girl, spoof.
Hey, honey, tonight, what about some spoof?
What about some spoof?
Hashtag spoof.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Spoof, winky winks.
Woo!
It's the color of a lipstick.
Okay,
spoof.
Done.
From Lancome.
Done, done. We are up
spoof
to...
Spoof Mountain. There's a flavor.
Okay, stop now. Just stop. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh, I've got to tell you something. Because I'm 48, right? And here are the things that happen to you when you're 48. Hot flashes come. Okay. But there are real things that stop hot flashes. I'm serious, okay? So hot flashes, my hot flashes were menacing. I'm like, they're potentiated. They were like for at least for an hour. And but I just decided to have a good attitude, and then I got hold of CBD. And okay, it took them completely away. But then I ran out of CBD, and we were trying different ones, and I, you know, for the new ones coming out. And then I wasn't on my protocol.
Different CBD. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I was not on my protocol of CBD, and I went off for a few weeks, and it was just a try here and then. I didn't know how much I was taking, and I was out of the league. All my hot flushes came back.
Spurse.
I know. And to show you that, and now and Scott gave me our new cream. We have a CBD cream coming out. it's called Chillax. It's like chill and relax. And he said, Pearl, this is the best way to get it in to you. Stop it. It goes right into your bloodstream. So I tried that CBD cream that morning.
I was scared to use it. Still,
Serena,
on my...
It's so amazing.
Really?
All hot flashes have gone.
You're talking about the CBD? You've been...
The Chillax.
Yeah, I was wondering if they'd put a bit of nicotine in it.
It's hardcore.
So amazing.
Hey, you know what?
And it really helps for aches and pains. So all I'm saying are there's two things that we have in our arsenal that are real thing. You can't make up hot flashes. They happen. You can't make them go unless God takes them away.
But God wants you to become a grandmother.
I know, but he doesn't have to have me go through hot flashes.
Exactly.
So he made the herb of the field, CBD,
to help me. No, but I'm just saying he's not going to take away your menopause.
No, I know. The other thing, 48, peeing. Okay, so here's the other thing.
Yes. Don't tell me.
Remember I told you,
that's
Serene.
That's TMI.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's real good stuff.
Good.
Remember I was telling you that...
You started rebounding.
I was rebounding, which is really good. I'm still about reading, but I said that it wasn't quite the same. I was just having maybe little feelings of peeing. Remember I said that?
That's the delicate way of putting it.
Yeah. I might have said it in much, much more detail to Serene. Okay, but I had given my Workins DVDs away, and I hadn't done them for months.
Okay.
Now, since I have been back to them...
you can jump on the rebounder.
I can totally jump on the rebounder. I have none of that sensation anymore.
Oh.
They really heal the pelvic floor.
They really do, because I'm straight into those Workins after babies, and I'm rebounding, not a nary a pee.
Mm. Oh, it's a muscle issue then?
Nary a pee.
Yeah, it really is. And as you work on that chain of back chain of muscles, they pull on the pelvic floor and they pull things up. And so many other women have said they can jump now, they can laugh now without peeing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something.
Don't listen to this number three without doing a work in first, because it's too funny. We're just too funny and you'll be peeing.
We're too good. Right, we're too good.
Is there any other aisles, or shall we be done?
Oh, the spruce aisle.
About the toothpaste?
No,
it wasn't funny
any
longer.
No, it's too far.
No, we're doing food, Serene Pops. Yes, Leslie.
Oh, and dairy.
Bottles.
Did we talk dairy
and potty too?
We talked dairy.
Yeah, we did cottage cheese. Bottles. So we've got olive oil. I do buy a good extra virgin olive oil.
Yes, I do. And hashtag and shout out to Aldi's, the boyfriend who's just like, we love and they don't love us back. Mm. But I tell you what, olive oil, and it's verified. It has a verified that it truly is olive oil and not cut with junk, right? Mm-hmm. And it's inexpensive.
And they're brilliant. And, you know, and balsamic. Be careful of how you buy balsamic, because you can have up to 10 grams of carbs.
Yes, don't buy the balsamic thick syrup thing.
No.
It's called the reduced.
You don't want that. It's very high in sugars. So you should have a balsamic that has 2 grams of carbs or less.
Hey, maybe you're like, why is this Trim Healthy Mama not working for me and I'm having a salad every day with balsamic? Maybe you've got a balsamic that's that reduced one. It's like putting candy all over your salad.
Yeah, it really is. And then ACV, apple cider vinegar. Yes, Leslie Pops. Oh,
bless
Leslie.
Your soul. But bless Leslie Pops is what was what do we
she
have?
She just realised she was using the wrong balsamic.
But wasn't
the candy
that
one.
What was it her the thing we did with Leslie? It was
malt
questions
vinegar.
That are not rookie questions.
Rookie
See,
questions
she did
with
rookie.
Leslie.
We bless her and love her.
Bless her and love her, because she's our Psalms lady.
Yes.
Okay. Any other bottles, Serena?
ACV. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
get the
blah,
one with the mother. Everyone knows that.
Do you buy any soy sauce?
I buy Bragg liquid aminos.
Let's just talk about that
and
now.
Some
I'm
soy
a purist,
sauce.
And I buy some soy sauce, because fermented soy doesn't have the same phytate issues as normal.
And if you
soy
get an
issues.
Organic, then you're not getting the GMO.
Genetically, yeah, GMO.
Blah, blah, blah. Peanut butter, nut butters, things like that. I do buy all fruit jelly. I am buying peanut butter, all natural, no sugar. And I'm buying Wasser crackers.
Yeah, I'm buying. And I'm buying popcorn. Popcorn is a non-hybridized corn. That's the corn you can still have.
You get organic, right?
No, I don't.
What?
Because
GMO.
The only way you can have a popcorn pop, it's not a new, it's an old-fashioned hybrid. It's old corn, not old corn, I mean, it's not.
So you're telling me I don't have to buy organic
popcorn
kernels.
Is not, I believe, I'm looking I hope up. I'm not wrong, but I have. But
you told
my
me
research,
to get organic kernels.
No, I didn't. That's for everything else, for corn chips. Popping corn can only pop, I think, if it's its original popping corn. Like, it can't be the modern crazy stuff.
Talk amongst yourselves, everyone. I'm going to see if she.
Yeah, talk amongst yourself. I just buy the regular great value. Yeah.
You're talking about seed, like corn.
The popping seeds? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually eat popcorn myself. I don't know. I don't have a thing for it, but my children live on this stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, I have a thing
How
for
many
popcorn.
Cups can you have for an e-pearl?
If you want to do an e-popcorn, 4 to 5. Yes, Leslie knows the answer. 5.
I'm going to get into it then.
5 cups and lightly, if you want it to be E, lightly spritz it with a little coconut oil, put in mineral salt, nutritional yeast, and whatever else you want. I love hot sauce because that gives it some like liquid so it's not so dry.
Hot sauce on popcorn? Oh, girl.
Shout out.
But if you're doing a crossover, pile that thing with coconut oil.
Can I shout out to our flavor extracts? We have one of those movie theater red things, you know, they're like you go to the movie theater and it, like the big things, because we have a big family and we have lots of people always over. You know, the thing, you see the silver thing through the glass window, it's going round and round and round, right? Yeah. And you have to add oil to them. We add red palm oil, which colors it yellow, and we add our
butter
extract.
Our natural burst. Yes.
Do you not? Doesn't your children say it's movie popcorn? Taste that movie popcorn.
Yes, they always say
Allison's.
That Allison's make the best popcorn.
Okay, yes. I'm wondering if there's a way you could put it in the E. The butter extract. Maybe mix it in a spray bottle. If you have a hand-filling spray bottle.
That's a smart thing, everybody. Serene just came up with a brilliant idea.
Mix it in the oil. Like if you have MCT oil, you can add to it.
You know how you can buy those little oil flask things that you put your oil in there and then you spray.
Oh, it's powered.
You could put your butter extract in there.
Shake
butter
every time.
Natural burst.
If it will actually go inside the oil.
How to avoid, Serene, it says how to avoid GMO popcorn. In your mind, do you think all popcorn is non-GMO, Serene?
In my mind, I felt like I'd read an article about the fact that, okay.
Oh, you're right.
It's like why I don't buy organic coconuts, if you want to know the truth.
Wow, Serene.
That husk is so jolly full, and I've been over there to the Philippines.
Okay, this is an article.
It's just in the middle of nowhere, mate. And they're not spraying the crops.
I underestimate, Serene, because I thought corn was the most genetically modified thing.
Popcorn.
Okay, because this, the farmer's life,
it's Pocahontas
says,
stuff.
How do you avoid GMOs and popcorn? Very easily. All anyone needs to do is eat popcorn.
Would you guys all like to just say
simple as can be?
Spoose.
There is no GMO popcorn on store shelves, so you do not need to buy organic. This
because guess why you mess it with science. You can't pop.
This
anymore.
Is a farmer. He says I raise popcorn for Weaver Popcorn, and they currently have no plans to explore any biotech traits. I'm not even aware of anyone working on a GMO popcorn. Remember, popcorn is different from field corn.
That's cool.
Well, Serene knows her stuff, being
one
a purist
of the final
and all that.
Pure forms of food, popcorn, people.
Now let's talk about corn chips.
Corn chips are going to be genetically modified unless you do organic.
Yeah. And you know,
but you know I'm a purist and I still buy corn tortillas for my children. And if we go to the restaurant, I say, we'll do corn over white, thanks.
Yeah.
Because I hate those white flour tortillas for my teenage girls.
Right.
A little bit of GMOs not going to hurt them just when they do it once a month.
I don't mind a little bit of GMOs. I don't stress the GMOs. I try to avoid them on the whole. Yeah. But if I eat a little GMO, I'm just going to just
You'd never be
I'm
putting dressing on even at Whole Foods or anything. Yeah. You know, it's like GMOs.
I'm rocking some GMOs because my immune system's strong. I speak it into being.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I figured another product that may not be on plan, but it's really good for me.
Yes, stand-in.
Spoose by Valdez.
Hey, it sounds like a ring.
By Valdez.
Yes, it has to be by Valdez.
Yeah. RX, you know the RX bars?
Yeah, they have like 4 ingredients or whatever.
Dates,
but
egg whites,
they make now a nut butter.
Yes.
And it's probably a bit rich for THM, but listen to the ingredients. Peanuts, egg whites, dates, coconut oil, honey, cinnamon, sea salt. Now,
It's a good Danny.
It's like a crossover.
It's beyond the crossover because it'll be all those dates in it.
Someone who needs to gain weight, Danny does. Yes.
Yeah, but it's a good get weight gainer, right?
Yeah.
And yes. Man, let me tell you, with the cinnamon, this stuff is liquid cake. It's like liquid flowing lava cake. You know the stuff? Remember when you used to eat because you hated yourself and you went to restaurants and you got the double chocolate lava dessert and they had the lava flowing all over it?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that lava granular consistency of the lava was kind of a thing. This gives you that.
Okay. But yeah, not many people need to gain weight, but
Bruce.
You do.
And Bruce's sons.
Bruce and his son Spoons. Sorry.
Does that mean we need to end this? Have we forgotten any aisles? Because this is a
this is a party to help people.
So we do the popcorn.
If
do the
we were good hosts, we would have notes.
We do the
true.
That's not.
We don't do the salt because we have it.
Yeah, it's like, don't you dare buy salt that's not Trim Healthy Mama mineral salt.
Well, you'll spend more.
Aluminium-free baking powder. Oh, yeah, that's I'm so glad. Biggie. If I don't have it, I'm just stinging it off of Pearl. By the way, I brought you one for the one I stole.
Thank you, Serene.
Yeah.
Because I went to Walmart the other day and they didn't have the aluminium-free.
Aldi's, I've got something to complain about. Finally, I've got something negative to say about the boyfriend who doesn't call us.
What?
They don't have aluminium-free baking powder. Always have to go to Walmart just for that.
Yeah.
Once you're in Walmart, you're coming out
they with a bike. And here's
yeah, bike bubbles.
Okay,
bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, now
sidewalk chalk.
Things you don't need.
Now I can say all the drive-through Sue things I get at Walmart because Serene will never be buying these things.
Are you buying herb teas, guys?
Yeah, but can I say all my drive-through Sue things? Personal choice. Yeah. I buy Joseph's Peters. I buy Mission low-carb tortillas. They're always in my cart because my children love them. I can make quesadillas for my husband. I'll have one here and there. I love a good Joseph sandwich.
Have you ever heard of Wonder Wraps, Pearl?
Yeah, it's work, Serena. Sometimes I'm lazy and I don't want to do it. Wonder Wraps are
awesome. Not work.
They're awesome. It's just I don't want to always do them. So these things help keep people on plan. You know it. They do.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you want to buy those, what are some other things? I also, did we talk about meats and all that?
Did we talk about how
because I buy nitrate-free deli turkey meat. Did we talk about that in Potty 2?
I always buy the deli meat
Potty
2, husband.
Did we? Can't remember what we talked
deli
about.
Meat?
Deli meat makes a really good e-sandwich. I do hot sauce a natural deli meat inside my artisan sourdough bread, and I don't need anything else. The hot sauce, the deli meat, and the bread.
Well, I do Laughing Cow cheese, light Laughing Cow cheese.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. I'm a bit anti-deli meat. I'm just going to be a snob.
Hey, listen.
I'm saying.
I'm not talking about the ones with the unnatural.
There's a lot of natural ones these days, like Hormel Naturals, and then you've got the boar's head and all that.
He's scared of the processing because he's going to this modern doctor who's like processing. But wine was processed and cheese was processed. And
hey, when you're talking, your face is far away from your microphone. Is there anything else we need to say?
Yeah,
the benzoin night clay and the salt.
It's sliced by others,
guys. anything else for our listeners? Not for you and Serene.
Not for personal enjoyment.
Not for your personal enjoyment.
Well, let's see here. I'm always forgetting stuff at the grocery store and I feel like I'm doing
almond milk. Or cashew milk, unsweetened.
Almond milk. I couldn't do without it. Not that I even make smoothies with it at all, because I do the beauty milk for my smoothies. That's in the hashtag table book. But almond milk's how I cream up my coffee with MCT oil and collagen and I whip it in with
I use almond milk for my hot chocolate every night.
I pour it in a little bit of almond milk in my eggs before I whisk them.
Really?
It lightens the whole thing up, makes it fluffy.
I love almond milk with our chocolate whey protein. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Just the best chocolate milk.
Yeah, by the way, hashtag trying to get your toddler to have, you know.
It's funny she's saying hashtags and she's never on social media and she's never done a hashtag in her life.
Yeah, and you guys missed the pun, by the way. We were talking about whey protein.
Totally missed it.
I do the real raw, full, heavy, grass-fed cream, you know, milk for my toddlers, for my whole children anyway. But I mix half a scoop of whey protein, chocolate whey protein in his sippy cup with the raw milk. He went from hating milk.
Yeah.
And he needed to have milk. Mm-hmm. He just needed the good strengthening of it. He downs the stuff all day, jolly long.
Yeah.
Are we good here, people?
We're good here. Hey, listen, THM community, we're going to spoof out of here today, but we're so glad you tuned in. We so love ya. You're our sisters. You're our brothers.
And hey, listen to our own show.
The new hotness.
It's very hot.
Hey, just listen to it if you want to. No one's forcing you to, so no complaints, right?
Hey,
that's true.
Yeah, what I'm saying is don't go and listen to it at all if you hate
anything us?
Yeah, it's quite
if you want it put together, if you want it organized, if you want it, you know, something that
you'll have to find another brand.
Yes.
Hey, obviously.
You laughed at our spoof joke, you're welcome.
You'll love
to
the
listen.
Unshow. Hey, and can they find it the exact same location you can find our current podcast?
I mean, we send the emails out. Now it's Fridays instead of Saturdays, but
it's on iTunes.
Here's John coming. Well, it wasn't, but it's. I think it is by this time.
By the time this one airs, it should be in all the usual places.
Hey, tell that piece of interesting information about who listens to what and how.
Oh yeah,
we were talking about that. Was interesting, John.
Yeah, it was like 70% of listeners listening to the potty listen to it on Apple's infrastructure. So they're literally listening to it straight from our show page on either their iPhones or
so you
iPads.
Guys are opening our email and listening right there. Is that the way most of you do?
That was the
and that's so interesting because most podcast listeners in the world don't do it like that, right?
No. A lot.
They follow.
Yeah, a lot of people, which I think just it's so characteristic of
our mamas.
Yeah.
They're unique people.
They're doing things their own way.
Did you say 2%?
2% of listeners are going to iTunes. There was like barely 7%. We're getting it from Podbean. The only thing close to the Apple devices was people were listening to it through their Google Chrome browser.
And does that, that means.
But that still means they're still going to
the email.
From our email.
Yeah, so open your emails, people.
Yeah.
Yes, Serene?
Oh, no, this was for off the air. You know, I was just showing I've been carrying around this letter from a THMer for about 6 months.
And you were supposed to give it to me.
I was meant to give it to you.
Wow.
It's just so, please don't be offended, people, if you don't hear back from us. I really enjoyed this letter, by the way. It blessed me so much. But Pearl, you were meant to read it too, and here you go.
Pearl, you've been spoofed.
Producer John is handing it to her right now. We are done.
It's over. Turn it off.
We're still talking in a microphone.
I'm still listening. Chill out the mama on my way. And then I'll
be chill out the mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.